And he passes like the horse, like the honey. Now, Cheresh, so we're talking, Beish Amot of Bishuk, Beish Amot of Ma'as Bishuk Mevayit, Avol Limot of the Asma Shem Bishuk, Asso, Cheresh and Yishimei Abel Midabit, Vishay, the Hayim Shul Yitzi Yechid Bevayit, או אם עיקר הפסוסי או לא מכניס הכבורת, או אם מעבי מה ש... או אם מעבי מה של ישראל, אז הוא בבחת מאיר, אז הוא בבחת מאיר. אם הוא עושה איש אומן דרך שטוס, בקורס, when the demoral critique says, when do they have a bit of a shake, he does it דרך שטוס, but sometimes an absent-minded person might be a dying, take him again and tell it. He's so abstracted in his thoughts, sometimes a person who is developed in gloom might absent-mindedly. That's what Imara said. Do one of these things. So the melee, only if he does it there are shoes. We know he didn't do it because of absent-mindedness. He didn't do it because he was very sad and he wanted just to go outside. I mean, because he had many problems and so on. So if he did it there are shoes, so then it's a raya that he is a shaykh. Because he is a lahami yodof nishchei, a mei schilo hen nishchei to echatchil, afil ha-achir imeid imo gabei. Vim shochtu, shchitos of sheiro, im ha-achir imeid imo gabei. Vei mei schilo hen nechatchil al nishchei, ki shei la-achir imeid imo gabei, afilu im reitze l'achir ikwob. So he said, so the mechaba pasti, so it's based upon the rosh, that a cotton that doesn't know the wombness of shchitei, so then we're not allowed to give it less in shech, the chatchile, even with achirim in lagam. But, the event is kosher as long as achirim in lagam, then they saw that the shechit was shechot, so then it doesn't matter. But the chatchile is not allowed even with achirim remaining lagam. Why should it be also with achirim in lagam? Again, because of Igvera. Because for the same reason that some of the shechim say, that one who doesn't know the shchite, we're not allowed to let him shech if we appear in our double because of Exera. So here too, because of Exera, if we let him shech, we appear in our double in number of times, so then the next step will be he'll shech without appearing in our double. But if he's in the yah, lamed is yodo, they basically let, so then it's mutter to let him shech to appear in our double. ובייסלם מחצר ומשחק כשאין אחרים לא רבים אפילו אם רצים אחר לכרוב ואם הכות נגלה בנסיודו אם אחרים לא רבוב שייך לא נתחילת ומוצא לאחר משחותות Now, for the Mechaber is not discuss the case of the Eben So, the case of the Eben without אחרים לא רבים Now, suppose the cotton is a mumche or you can have a cotton who is 12 years old, 11 years old, who is Bokhtiyo Cheshchite, and he can be a big expert in Cheshchite too. And suppose he's Yideo Al-Nesyon, and he's Yideo Cheshchite, he was tested, he's Yideo Cheshchite, and he was Sheikh. So Lechatchila, you're not allowed to let him Sheikh without Achir Yudabo, even if he's the biggest Sheikh in the world. But then, is it Kosha or is not Kosha? So from the washing of the tool, we saw that the tool Sheikh is that a cotton who is Yideo Al-Nesyodo, so the Eved is Shchite is Sheiro even without Achir Yudabo. So, but the Kotlin has no Nemones, so apparently, in regard to Shchite, Kotlin has Nemones, I mean the Taz will discuss it. But that's the Shchite of the two. But look what the Rav, and the Mechaber doesn't spell it out. The Mechaber, all the Mechaber says, Ima Kotlin, Yideo Al-Nesyodo, Ima Achir Yudabo, Sheikhe Duchatkir Umutal Echo Mishchitos. But he doesn't discuss the case of the Eve without Achir Mugam. That he doesn't discuss. But the Akoye Soshre, the sheet of the Torah is that a cotton that is and without Achir Mugam of the Eve, the Shchit is Sheo. He has the money in such a case. But the Akoye Soshre is Chayot. He says a cotton has no money. So he knows he did not and he did allow him to show up. But without the Achir Yudabov, so he did have it, Shchitos is Psalm of the Rais. So in other words, the Machlik is in, there is a Machlik between the Hoh and the Rashbo, whether a Kotli, Novi and Har, has the Mones in Yisurim or not. So apparently the Shita of the Torah is, that a Kotli, Novi and Har, has the Mones. So that's why by Shchite, zwei Schritte in der Erde schon sich schäher. Wo der Gäuser schon, der Rambo Kass, der Gäuser schon, der Gäuser schon, der Gäuser schon, aber ich habe mir noch ein bisschen was zu noch, aber ich habe die Idee noch geschrieben. Der Gäuser schon, der ist für die Kammer, wie Rajbo, der ist dabei, ist wie er da war. Das ist Rajbo Schicke. Und Rajbo Schicke ist, dass die Kotten noch in der Haare, ist das Nate in der Mones. Wo der Rajbo Schicke ist, dass die Kotten noch in der Haare, das ist der Mones. So das Quabel in der Seben Schicke auf der Tour. Und mich gekocht und ihr seht, als ich nachher bei mir zu sagen, dass ich immer schon nie werde, wie ich mache mir den Schau mit dem Kabole, wie mich schon und koche ich den Fresh schon. Du hast gerade aber dazu, wie ich dir alles soll. Now, for Friday, you should go over the whole season with all the guys in Schach. It's not much because the difficult task was that long task. That is the complicated task. And the other task in Schach are not difficult, but you should look at the Rosh. At the beginning of the first day, the Rosh and the Agoyis Oshre, in the name of the Zerua, in connection with the Nilay. A Nilay, he wants to share, and somebody else is reciting the Broch, whether he can be made the Nilay, the mute person, with the Broch. The mute person with the Broch. All right, now, tomorrow I would like to start the Shia at 9 o'clock. Not 9:30, but 9 o'clock. I want to... and then the Talmud Shem. So, if someone is dead, now in order to be considered as a real Cheresh, who is at the same status as the Kotel, the Sheke, and any of the Deo, so he must be any Shemeya Veinu Migadah. Deaf mute. To call someone is deaf but not mute, mute but not deaf, so then he's kipikeya b'chodo. But in regard to shrite, since he cannot hear, and lechatchile, there is a loche, that when one recites a broche, any broche, he should be mashmiya l'oznot, it's only lechatchile. But, so mele, because of that, so lechatchile, one who is a midaber ve'ini shemeya shouldn't check with the she'ini shemeya broche because he cannot hear the broche. He shochata to the ve'ini ve'in atzmei shkitosik she'er. But suppose if he checked it, samin the broche, first of all, the ere is so easy to the broche also. And then the ere without the broche, even if he had the yeitze, it's not naki b'shrit. This is in regard to a cheresh amidah b'vini shemeya. How about a cheresh that is shemeya b'midah b'ya? He's not deaf, but he's mute. Ibu mumche sheikhet apil lechatchile im acher mivorech. Im acher mivorech. Now, I said I need to go over, but it's very important to understand this scene. There is a very elaborate Taz, Shach, and that way it's Chabibayya. Now, Bibis Yosef, now let's see the Taz. Bis Yosef, Bishem Rosh, the Yahweh, Midabe, and Mishaleya, the Yishri, the Chathil, and Mitrum. So the Rosh says, the Rosh in Yichud. Someone became mute, but he hears, so he shared the Chatzchile. The Chayim, me, Sheishimeya, Hareze Sheichay, Hareze Sheichay. So the Rosh Rambam is like this. Mumcha Sheishtate, Yishayach the Chatzchile. The Chayim, me, Sheishimeya, Hareze Sheichay. So he doesn't say Hareze Sheichay. And first he says that Shemeya ve'eini midabe yishayach lechatchile. Then he says, v'chemi she'eini shemeya, midabe ve'eini shemeya yishayach. Why don't you say Ani Mishir Mechatchile also? So, implied that there is a difference between Shemeya and Midabir, and Midabir and Shemeya. Shemeya and Midabir, so Mishir Mechatchile. Midabir and Shemeya, Shikhe Derbe. וכן משמיע יש בינשתתי כוס אשר מחתחילה אבל משמיע כוס לה בינשכת וכוס לה חתחילה ובישי צוואי ובישי שמיע ברוכה אין לו ישכי מחתחילה כי תון מריש תמורה אחרי שם דבר משמיע בישראל ועם תורם תחומה סיטרומו ואוכל על פרוכס ואין לו יקיר יעוד איתנה כי רשמה בו שמרו אז להיות רבי יסעים על להיות או ברב יסעים מחלה כרקבי השמה אבל משמיע שום זה נחת להיות ניתן לו לבוא לחוץ ולחמוס עם ליבי, מברך יוצא, ודווקא סודרת מזייץ, אבל חתחיל עליה, חתחיל עליה. So this is the ראש, and the ראש is מדי כפעם ראש הרמב. ראש הרמב, now. So, he says, ובסוף של ראש אליהו את מדבר משמיע למי של חתחיל עליה מתחום. Where do we know that למי של חתחיל עליה? Because the Mishnah in Tchumah says, the Mishnah in Tchumah says that Midaber Bein Shemeya that Cheresh Lo Yishr V'Yikshem Is Yosef Amayu Yavu Kam Mishtati Bezal Chathchile Mitrumo Yilu Yimroi Lo Yisrael the Mishnah in Tchumah says both things that Shemeya Bein Midaber that Midaber Bein Shemeya is Lo Yishr V'Chathchile and Shemeya Bein Midaber is Lo Yishr V'Chathchile so how is it that the Rosh makes an analogy in regard to Midabeya, Ben Shemeya, he makes an analogy with Truma, Joseph by Truma. So, Midabeya, Ben Shemeya, is when Yishrek Lechatchile. Why? Because he cannot hear his own broche. So, by Shchitos, but the Mishneh in Truma also says, Ilim in Yishrek, or in Bilim. Alright, or in is a different thing. But Lili Lo Yisrael. So why doesn't he apply the same thing to Shchita? Oh, Bitirates. The Tamil Rotsis Lishni Stakam. Because as far as Lili is concerned, so what does the Rosh say? What does the Rosh say? That's the Pshat in the Rosh. I mean, that's how the Mechaber understood the Rosh. That in David, that Shemeya Bein in David, so can Shach Mechatchile if somebody else recites for the Brochen. So he is Yetzir with the Brochen. On the basis of Shemeya Kein. So the same thing would be true of Trumah too. And when the Mishnah says in Trumah, even by Yitrei, the Mishnah's reference to a case where there is no other one who is ready to say the same Brochen. But in Chanami, if there is somebody else who is ready, so then he is there. So that's why the Rosh says that the Milay can shech lechatchila, can shech lechatchila. If somebody else besides the Brocha for, Mitira is a Tanu the Rosh Hashanah Sakam. With Muyori, the other Rabbi Masha must listen to Mahana Sakam. Do Tanu to me the Ore, Vishom the Mahana Acham Vorek. Vishom the Mahana Acham Vorek. After all, the Mishnah nation sealing together with Ore. And Ore, so it's not allowed to be eaten to be attained, because just as there is the insight of Leroy Bechoyama Zobo to verbalize himself the Brache, so to be eaten the Brache, on the basis of Shemeya Keine, and to be considered as if he verbalized himself. If somebody just hears and needs an orange, he doesn't have to be eaten, then he's not able to be eaten. But here, if he wants to be eaten, so it's considered as if he himself verbalized while he's an orange. So there is no doubt. We show Mahana Akhmavod, whom is there, Tams, Fir, and Demis, Leo Zohua, Shemeli, Bes Yosef, Shemako, Yosef, Shemeli, O Yishre, Be Akhmavod. Now, there is, the Zohua, Shemeli, the Rosh said, Shemeli can be Shef, provided somebody else say, recite the Rosh. But, that was Sosha said, who be Zohua, Kosa, for you and your own Yishre, to Hakre, Shemeli, Mivor, 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 Hamisho Yisrael, bin Tom Thomas und Trim, wo Yilam Baroi, wo vor ich mir schaue, mit Yilam Baroi, mich im Brochen, wie nachher Rehm, da kam auf Joche, wo ich war schrie. So der Ruhe sagt, so many so words, that the nachher cannot be made, aber schneiden sich hier, ich bin, er hat mir vor ich auch schnee, geteilt die Sef, mit Brochen, a so was ich weiß, Essa mitzvah está no Rolo Clay. Mil ele ideia. Imo adim ilê. Ninguém te viu a batalha. Que se está em cheia aqui. Roi o benil é maatsime. Yochle bor. So there is no doubt that not the mil ele. So if somebody else. If somebody else is also shech. And he says the broche. So he can be made to Shimon also shech. And to his life the broche. He can be made to Ruben. Who can be Ruben? But suppose Ruben is a delay, Ruben is a delay, and Shimon also shouts. And Shimon recites the Brocha, can he relate to Ruben? So we could say that since Ruben himself is not capable of verbalizing, so Mele, he cannot be Yetzi on the basis of Shimei Akei. Because of the story of our holy Bile, a Bile Makevet Beit. Chol Vishem holy Bile, Bile Makevet Beit. In view of the fact that he himself cannot verbalize, he cannot be Yetzi on the basis of Shimei Akei. So yes, he's up. Alright, so. ומזה אתה מסביר את הנדו, זו ראש מדיסיון של הגרצו של דיון וישחק בחנובון. ונראה לתחילו, וישיב מה שקושה לא יוצא בה. ומה ישנמה היא, מה ישנמה היא, so that words, so you mentioned the Bis Yosef. And the Bis Yosef says, that he was not, by Trumo, there is also that ain't it. If an Elaine wants to be tailored, and there is another person who is available to recite for him the Brocha, or Koshas Trumo, so then he can be made it. He can be made it. But when the Mishnah says you ain't loy Yitzchak, so the Mishnah is reference to the case where there is no other one available to be made. This is like Bis Yosef. And then the Taz says no. From the Mishnah it's Mashma that you ain't loy Yitzchak, even if there is another Jew available who is ready to recite for him, so still he cannot be made. He still cannot be made. That's how it's mashed. Because the Mishneh mentions Ilan together with Oren, and Oren certainly cannot say the broche, cannot be eaten with the broche by listening to somebody else reciting it, because of the Roy Bochaladova. And since Ilan is mentioned together with Oren, so it means by Oren, by Ilan the same thing. Oh, so then the question arises, so why now, since the Rosh made an analogy between Shchit and Trumah, between Shrit and Trumo in regard to be Dagger with Shemeya, just as by Trumo Lechatchil is not allowed to recite the Broche because he can't hear his own Broche, so by Shrit also Lechatchil is not allowed to share. He will not be able to hear his own Broche, so why doesn't he make the same analogy between Shrit and Trumo in regard to Yilin also? Just as in regard to Yilin, it appears from the Mishnah in Trumates that he cannot be there. In other words, that he cannot rely on the Brochen recited by somebody else. So by Trumo, by Shchit, the same thing. That is that. Now, so he says, V'nirlo itchilo yashim, v'ashikosha liyot zohu, v'mayish ma'yit zimpir et chol ubez, kol ha-brochen 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 ולמיצו זכות ובצלחת ובצלנו, ובזינאו ושלחי ללעות ובמצענו, ולויסן ולויף, ובקי כושר לא מוליבור אחד ובתחום ובשחית, מירה ונחל, כל המיצו של מצור ועז וביקור פידן, וילדי אחת, ושהוא הוכה איך הוא, ומניוח לבור ולבור אחד, מה שאין כי בתחום ובשחית את דעת שלא עשת על יחד, אם כן איזה שיעשה המיצו וציבור אליך, ולמלח לך המיצו לזה, ולמלח לך המיצו לזה והמוח לזה. So that is the shite of the Yozahua. Now the Yozahua is chilek kadosh, and the Yozahua says that the Yozahua says like this: in the case where the other Jew who is ready to share and recite the Torah, so that he can be made to the Eli. Then he can be made to the Eli. But suppose the other Jew who is willing to recite the Torah for him, who is willing to recite the Torah for him, he cannot. He does not check himself, so he's not mechuyev to say that Torah. So then he has the sopik. That as to whether he can In the case where the other Jew who wants to recite the Koran, so does not have to shech himself, then he certainly cannot recite the Koran and relates the shech. But as is often, even the case where the other Jew is shechting himself, Rubin's anyway, and Shimon is not anyway, and Shimon is shechting himself, and he has to say the Koran anyway. So he has his offering whether Shimon can relate the Rubin. But suppose Shimon is not shechting himself, then there's a what? He's sure that he cannot relate. So in other words, even if we assume that in the case where Shimon is shechting himself, he can relate the Rubin. In other words, we don't apply the story of Komishay, the whole Rebillah, Bilah, Machiavelli. But it's only in the case where Shimon himself shechts. But if Shimon himself does not share, so then it goes without saying, the Zohar says, that he cannot recite the Torah to remain seeing Rubin. But the question is, by all mitzvahs, we have a halacha that you also made it. Suppose Rubin made Kiddush. Shimon didn't make Kiddush. So Rubin is allowed to recite the Kiddush. To recite the Kiddush for him. Suppose Rubin already put out film. Shimon is now putting out film. So Rubin, the law is that Rubin can recite. Suppose Shimon has a problem with reciting the Bracha properly. He doesn't know how to recite the Bracha properly. So the thing is that Rubin can recite the Bracha when he has a mitzvah still, even though he doesn't put out film. He doesn't have to recite the Bracha for himself because of the law of Arbetz, from Yisrael Arim and Elazeh. So even though Rubin was the kind mitzvah still, Rubin was the kind mitzvah still, but he's also already for Shimon. So the Melech still comes in as Mechuyev Dov. He already fulfilled his own obligation of reciting the Kiddush, but he has not fulfilled his obligation of making sure that the other Jew will recite the Kiddush. So there's a Ruach of Arbetz. So the question of Isaac and the Zohar says, in the case where Shimon himself has to share, then there is a possibility that Shimon is made in Reuven also. Even though Reuven is in the holy building, he cannot fertilize himself. In other words, so there is one alternative, Shite, in the Zohar, that we don't apply this form of commission, holy building, building, machiavelli. But if Shimon himself doesn't have to share, then it goes without saying, the Zohar says, that he cannot relate. So the question is, why Marsha? Once you assume that we don't apply here this form of commission, holy building, building, machiavelli, so even in the case where Shimon himself doesn't have to share, he should be able to recite the Broche of Allah Shechite to be made Zerubin, because of the Din of Arbetz, the same way as one can recite the Kiddush, even though he doesn't have to recite the Kiddush for himself, in the same way as one can recite the Birkas Tefillin to be made to somebody else who's putting down Tefillin. That's his kasha. So, V'nilu etchila v'yashu, v'ashikosha v'yashuva, v'ashma yitzit k'erik o'u v'ezim, k'o ha'ocha sham v'shiyot v'yitz, p'yosha rashi, sh'ari kol Yisroel, הרעיבים, זה לא זהו, ממצווה, חוץ מדרך סלם, פרש דרך סלם, דיבוזי נאבוס, נאבוס, so, the Gemara says, that by דרך סלם מצווה, יוצא מיץ, by דרך סלם, in general speaking, is, if himself does not have to say the Broche, he cannot be mixed. In other words, if I drink water, and if I wash, and I eat pas, and I say there is a meitzi, I can be meitzi somebody else also, who washed and is eating pas. But suppose somebody else washed and is eating pas, and I'm not eating pas, so I cannot eat it, okay? Because there is no arbus. I'm not torah, because let him not eat, and let him not make a broche. So there is no arbus, but there is an enemy. Except two birkas hanemi, where there is arbus. Why? Because it involves a mitzvah. Let's say matzeh. Now, when you eat matzeh, Pesach night, you recite two broches. You recite, Hashem Tzitzit Tzibon HaLachil Asa Matzon, Amin Tzalach Minoretz. So there is a roche Yotzo Meitzi, not only in regard to the broche of HaLachil Asa Matzon, but even in regard to the broche of Amin Tzalach Minoretz. Because here, he cannot avoid eating matzeh the first night, whether he wants to eat matzeh or he doesn't want to eat matzeh. But Erev Techo Matzeh says, Mechu Yim Tit Matzeh. And the same thing, and another exception is the Brocha of Birkas Priya Gefen, Friday night at Kiddush. So, see, so we say Yotzameitzi in regard to the Birkas HaKiddush. So we say Yotzameitzi in regard to the Birkas Birkas HaGeven also, because he's mechuyev to make Kiddush. He's mechuyev to make Kiddush. So these are the only two exceptions. And that's the reason as to why my father, whenever he was Misal of Rushin, Rav Chaim, that was Rav Chaim's practice also. So he recites the Brach, one of the Rishon recites the Brach of Bir Pri HaGeven. So in his hand, he poured off a few drops of wine, because the pricing in Rosh Hashanah only mentions two exceptions, Birkas Kiddush Hayei, Bir Pri HaGeven, and Amit Leach Noret, Pesach Night. He doesn't mention any other exception, but no one does it. Then I saw that Bes Yosef in Hilchas Mile has his own, you know, at the police. So someone, after the police, someone says the Broche our case. Ashakile she didn't be better, he didn't share his own. And then he says, Bir Pri HaGeven. Now, so the Bes Yosef has two issues. One question in the Bes Yosef is that the one who recites the Broche Bir Pri HaGeven, Ashakile she didn't be better, has to drink himself on the cross. Because otherwise, it's a brachal atole. Because it's a brachal energy. And if he doesn't, and if somebody else drinks from the cross, not he. If somebody else drinks from the cross, not he. So it's a brachal atole, because there is no harvest on the brachal energy. Only Birkas Hayei and Birkas Matzeh. And the Brittle Achnor at Amat, then another Roshan says, the Efshe, she kiven, so we may let Havale, Kiddushayim. Now, we should know that Amor, you can see it, so it says, Vachar Amile, Gibor Echad Yaakov, Asher Kiddush Yidin Bibeten, Al HaKeis, VeYishte HaSamdik, VeYakeis. So the Bir HaKro says, VeYishte HaSamdik, VeYakeis. I once had an argument with a certain God. So the Kro says, VeYishte HaSamdik, he says, Rotzolei Maram Boreh, Elo She Haminek Hoyom, Shasamdek hu amivok. That's how the Bir HaKro explains the Ramah. In other words, so what did he say? V'yishtek asamdek. V'yishtek asamdek. Why that kind of samdek? Why samdek? So the Kro explains it. Because the minhag in those days was that the samdek himself was the one. Today we don't do it. Today we amar b'kibbutzim. So that kind of somebody else recite the Brach. But the minhag was, in the time of the Ramah, that the Samdike was the one who recited the Brocha Asher Kiddush Yidin Bibeten, Al HaKeis. So anyway, he said, but he also recited Bir Pri HaGeven, so he must drink. Otherwise, like the first portion of Bes Yosef. But all the Rabbonim, the Rosh Yeshiva, who do not drink from the Kosel and the Misal Yedushi, so they have the second portion of Bes Yosef to rely on. The second portion of Bes Yosef to rely on. Okay, now, so he has a kasha. So why does he say it's the Vaposha there so well? That if Shimon does not check himself, he cannot recite the Broche. And the Mitzi Rubei Tihilei, the Nimed in the Chalim, the Kola Mitzi Shodin Sovaz, the Mitzi Dach, we are the Achim. משמוח איך אנחנו בי מיוח דבורי דבור אחר השני שתקומו בשחיתה יש לה סצר לאחר כי מיצה שיעשה המיצה סיבורי והוא ילך לך המיצה לא זה והרוח לא זה. Now there is very fine moment to see on the task. So the task is that the shita of the Zohu Ali is that the halach of Arves does not apply to a mitzvah like a trosh estrumet, like a trosh estrumet. That process through main shrit. Why? Because that what's the pshat? Generally, there is a loche
I'm in order to be mitzi, somebody else on the basis of Shemei Akeine, he has to be mechuyev. What is mechuyev? What do you mean mechuyev? Let's say, if somebody is put up on a certain, let's say, cook who beside the kiddush, and be mitzi his parents, he cannot, because he cook who is put up. So there is no halacha of Shemei Akeine. Now, what difference does it make whether one is in the mechuyev midogo? Because he's part of the mitzvah, like a puppy. Or let's say, if a woman will blow the shofar, she cannot be mitzi. A man who hears, she couldn't even be mitzi a woman who hears. Because a woman is not mechuyevet bidovo. So, mechuyevet we cannot apply the halacha of Shemei Akeine. So what difference does it make? Whether he's in mechuyevet bidovo because the government, the copy or the isha is not mechuyev in that mitzvah, or he's in mechuyev midogo because he already fulfilled the mitzvah. If somebody already made kiddush and good, so then he already fulfilled the mitzvah, so he's no more mechuyev. So Yotzo should be able to be made. But why do we say that? Because Kol Yisrael Arim Zalazeh. So we say, true, he's not mechuyev himself, but he is responsible for the Kim HaMitzvah of the other Jew. Kol Yisrael Arim Zalazeh. It's a real Arvus. It's like the same kind of Arvus that his surety is bound by. In other words, it's his obligation. So the Shmiras HaMitzvahs of each Jew is the responsibility of each and of every other Jew. So the Mele, because of the concept of Arvus, he's considered Mechuyev Midovo. He has not fulfilled his obligations completely. He fulfilled only part of his obligation, his own Kiyum HaMitzvah, but not, he has not made sure that the other Jew has fulfilled the mitzvah. So in Mele he is considered, because of the concept of Arvus, he is considered still Mechuyev Midovo, even though he himself personally already fulfilled it. So the Tzad says, according to the Ozohua, that is only Shayach Mitabim Mitzvahs, that is imperative, that is a must, that a Jew is mechuyev to do himself. Chimish Eriguf, that's like film, suke, I mean. So it cannot be done through somebody else. But if a certain mitzvah, even though it's obligatory, but it's not a chimish Eriguf, it can be done by somebody else. So then there is no aloche. There is no aloche of ours. There is no aloche of ours. There is no aloche of ours. In other words, so trumo, of course trumo is a mass. But it's a mass. It has to be done. But it's not a mass in the sense that atfoshe has to be taken place, has to be done. Dafke by the one who owns the crop of trumo, he can appoint the shliach, somebody else can do it for him. And shchite, he doesn't have to shecht it. Let's say, if the one who wants to share cannot recite the Baruch, he doesn't know how to recite the Baruch. So the male, another Jew, cannot recite for him. He's not the Oreb for him, because after all, it's not a must that he should do it. Let somebody, the other Jew, let the other Jew who knows how to say the Baruch, let him share for this Jew. So in other words, when it's not a must that the mitzvah has to be done personally by that person, so the mele, there is no in about it. So shchite and trumo, of course it's a mitzvah. Trumo is a must. It has to be nifresh, but it can be done by somebody else. So let the somebody else do it, and let him be mafresh. That's the reason as to why the Ozua says that we do not apply the concept of Arvus ligabe a mitzvah like truma, versus trumo and shchite. Now, according to this story, so it will follow. Suppose somebody has to put up mezuzahs on the door. He has to put up mezuzahs on the door. And let's say the one who has to put up the mezuzahs on the door, he doesn't know how to say the word. So he wants to put up the mezuzahs. That is an expert. But he doesn't know how to verbalize the word. So then, suppose he'll ask another Jew who knows how to, Ruben wants to, he's the balabais, he's the door in the house, he wants to put up mezuzahs, but he doesn't know how to say the bracha. So he asks Shimon, as I am putting up the mezuzahs and the doors, you will be made to me. So there is no halacha power. Because if there is no master that he has to put up the mezuzahs, he can tell. Reuven doesn't know how to say the mezuzahs, how to say the boy. So let the Shimon knows. Let him appoint Shimon as a shliach to put up the mezuzahs. I mean, it's a bit chiddush that this is says in the Zohar. Oh. אם כן איזה שיעס אמיץ איזה בוגר ולנחל את אמיץ הוא לא זה רק מוח לזה הוא לא ראש, הוא לא ראש ישראלי הוא לא ראש נראה וגם הוא סביר עליה ואי הוא אמור נבחן ואחר מבוד מטעם שזכרתי אלא בשחיתה נראה תיימרי וגם הוא סביר עליה ואי הוא אמור נבחן ואחר מבוד so in other words, so the Rosh is Medine that in the case of Trumo so a Milay cannot be Tehrei cannot be tailored and somebody else should be going. If the somebody else does not have to be tailored himself, not have to be there. But the Rosh is the Chal. So what we see from the stars? We see from the stars that when the Rosh says that Ashileya ben Medabe, in Mumcha Sheikhet Atul Chathile, in Acha Mivorech, so it means in Acha Mivorech, even though the Acha doesn't check himself. That's how the Taz assumes. Because in the case where the Achir also has the Shach, then we don't have to resort to ours. But the Shach is Chilik. The Shach says that when the Rosh says, Sheikhet Abul Chathchila, Imacha Mivorech, Imacha Mivorech, so he has reference to the case where the Achir himself Shach. Imacha Mivorech, Vidavke, Sifra Meveis, Imacha Mivorech, Vidavke Shach HaSheikhet Damke, Homavach, in Yochel Mivorech, Agoy Soshe. But, of course, Agoy Soshe says so. But the Taz says that there is a machlokes between the Agoy Soshe and the Rosh. I'm there. But the Shachas moves. No, there is no machlokes. In other words, after all, the Mechaba passes like the Rosh, not like the Yozua. Not Agoy Soshe and the Sheet of the Yozua. He doesn't pass like the Yozua. So, we have a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. What is the Pshat of the Rosh? According to the Shah, when the Rosh says that the kneeling is a kneeling shaft, so another person, another Jew, can recite the Rosh Hashanah, the poem, and be made to the kneeling. The kneeling is a woman, he's the Sheikh. So a woman, the kneeling, can share, and she, when he doesn't share, can be made to, because the Rosh is really counted on the Azor. And according to the Shah, when does the Rosh say that Shimon can say the bracha be made to Reuven only if Shimon himself is the Shem? So we see one machlokes. Sorry, who the Rosh can have gam Yisrael, the Yolo Yisrael, the Acham Yivorek. So the Taz says the Rosh will also be made to Yozuah vis-a-vis Trumo, that if Reuven is a Nilein, and Shimon is not mafkish Trumo himself. So the Rosh will be made to the Zohar, the Chim cannot recite the Torah and be made to Reuven. And be made to Reuven. Why? Because, of course, the Trumo is not a mitzvah that must be done by the person himself. So, really, the concept of Arves doesn't apply. Yamusfer and Yolik. Damshadachar. But by Shchite is different. Vis-a-vis Shchite, the Rosh is Chirik on Yolik. That would be Shchite in the time of the Rosh Hashanah. If there is a shchita in Ibo, ala shchita atzmo, ve yichiyu mi shchita in Eretz Lechem. Ela yitra kavona lo si shvach lo ki Ibo chu, al shu osa bonach la zbosa lo yishchita, u bo zavara ito, u zkoyot shayim izu broche, sha kuba mi yishisa, ela shi imo ki mevo lo shvach zeh, sha shchita shum beimo. Tu mo domo she toch abes yose, visimem rei sadikei, vishim rametam, vidir lach nisem ibris, שי שבח וידויה ביכול שוב או בשזוע אין שום ומשמוח את ירדי וכסים לסים שהחוס מיארץ וירב מבורך וגם שום מבורך על ישראל רעייס שאושה לכל ישראל אבל מהפכוס הסכום היה ויקרא ברוך על מצלב חושה לא היה לעשי ישראל אחר לסתרו שעל מצלב חושה חיו לו אפילו מירי צלח ומלטבו ידיים אם כן אבל מצווה זה יש כישור מצווה וכיו שאין הוא חיו בגוף אל אז הסכם der schon ist einmal wie schwer weil wir haben kein zwei brauchen sind wir sehr hat die wolle und wir machen ich bei ihm wie in Israel du Israel du weißt weil wir ist der Kampf wohl So, what's the Tas is, Pshat in the Rosh is, that Enoch Rabbi, the Rosh agrees with the oneness of the Zohar. That insofar as the concept of Arbis is concerned, it only applies to the mitzvahs which are imperative upon the person, because that they should do them first. So then there is Arbis. Masha'in came in respect to mitzvahs, that even if they are obligatory, but if it can be done on the Achila, the Shliches, on the Achila, let's say like a Poshtumeh or Kriyas Mezuzah, when it's not a mass, that this person himself has to do it. So then there is no Arbis. So that's why by Trumo, if Ruben is Mafish Trumo, and Shimon is not Mafish Trumo, Shimon cannot remain seeing Ruben with the Broch. But by Shchite, and the Ozuah, by the same concept to Shchite too. Because the Ozuah Shchite is that the Broch of Ashchite is a Birkas HaMitzvah. In the sheet of the Roshis, the Brocha of Rashkito is not in the Birkas HaMitzvah. It's not in the Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a Birkas Shvach. It's not in the Birkas HaMitzvah. Do in Chiyu Mishchite, even the Reitzel Erhe. El Yikra Kavone was a Shvach Lomoki Moro. Now this is not a conclusive quiet. So how about the Brocha of Nisati Mitzitzis? Or the Brocha of Mitzvah Sitzis? So there the Aloha is also, if a person, as long as he doesn't put on a beged of other countries, he's not mechuyev to put on any tzitzis. It's only a meaning of being in the Rishche. So a Jew is nenash, but there is no real chiyu. Still, we say the Brocha. The answer is, it is a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is not that one must put on tzitzis. One must put tzitzes in the beged of our countess that he puts on. Since he puts on the beged of our countess, so he's mechuyev to put in tzitzes, and he's mechayim in mitzvah. So there is a birkas hamitzvah. And what about sukkah? So again, sukkah too, I mean, except for the first night of sukkahs, there is no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah if somebody doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want to eat pas. Anything that is ekliyas. He doesn't want to eat pas, or to eat anything that is ekliyas. So, he doesn't have to. He wants to eat potatoes every day, sukkahs. So he can do so. He doesn't require sukkah. But if he wants to eat pas, so then he's mechuyev to eat the pas in the sukkah. Still, there is a broch. But here he says, so that one is not yochiv to shecht if he doesn't want to shecht. But if there is a chiyuv and a mitzvah to shecht in regard to a person who wants to partake of the meat of the behemoth, so then there is a kima mitzvah. From the Lashon Rambam it's mashma that shchite involves a kima mitzvah mamish. Because the Rambam says, Nitztabinu mishchelet, ki sheni atzalach. That's what Rambam says. Nitztabinu mishchelet, ki sheni atzalach. So it's the same mitzvah like suke, it's the same mitzvah like tzitzes. It's contingent upon a certain fact. Niotalach. So suke also. It's contingent upon the Niotalach of fast. Yes.
Is
that something like Osama Tikrish is the Yerushalayim? What? Something like Osama Tikrish is the Yerushalayim? Okay. Now, is it the biggest riot against the Taz? Because what's the Moshe Abraha that Asher Shabbat 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 Shabbat
Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat
Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat the Taz will explain that in view of the fact that practically it's impossible, you know, to eat boso without shechting, so mainly we are obligated to shech. We are not obligated to shech according to the Taz in the sense of a positive commandment of shechting in the Kima Mitzvah, but we are commanded to shech in the sense of a negative commandment not to eat something that is not slaughtered. Well, you see, and at this point there is a machlokes shem. The Rambam Shloshim is mitzvah sese mitztavinu mishchei kishemi otzalach. So there is a kima mitzvah. Teitzves is shvues, and the chum, he says that mizobachto does not imply a chiyuv and kima mitzvah. It implies a nisares, it's a bakhtar, in other words, it's a lava for the forest. You're not allowed to eat something that is not slaughtered. Of course, it's not slaughtered, so it's about the Issa Nevela also, but besides the lava of Nevela, it involves a nisares. That's the sheet of the mitzvah that Jesus mentions. The sheet of the mitzvah. So, in other words, the Taz says, he says a chiyuv mishchita. He doesn't mean that it is no chiyuv to shech if he doesn't want to eat. So there are many mitzvahs like that. So sukkah, there is no mitzvah to eat. Sukkah, if he doesn't want to eat, if there is no mitzvah of putting down tzitzes, if he doesn't want to put on the vegan of our countess. But these are the mitzvahs. He means like the mitzvah that even if he wants to eat, there is no kima mitzvah. It's an interest. As the Ritzvoy, Shvues, that Chav Gibur or Chav Dalet said, and I think it is as a home around that pool, Kufalet, Beis, there. So, Midway, so the Taz means that there is no Chiyuv and Kima Mitzvah. It's only a Nisares. But the Panosh Narabam is Mashma not like that. Anyway, so the Taz assumes that there is no chiyuv in kima mitzvah, it's a bachta only implies a nisarese not to eat in zvucho. So the mele, it's not a birchza mitzvah. It's not a birchza mitzvah. So what kind of a bracha is it? It's a birchza shvach vidoy. So the mele, if it had been a birchza mitzvah, so upon whom is it incumbent? So it's incumbent upon the one who shares. If it's not a birchza mitzvah, birchza shvach vidoy, so it's not incumbent dafke upon the one who shares. Any Jew, what do you mean any Jew? Doesn't mean that any Jew, every minute of the day, is mechuyev to say brocha al shchita. He means any Jew who is in the scene of the shchita. Anyone who stands in the place where the behemoth is mishchato is mechuyev to say brocha. We Jew, any Jew, one of the Jews who are involved, not only involved in the act of shchita, who is present at the time of Shchita Sabeimo, has to say, oh, it's a very strange Shita, I mean, the Taz. So if Reuben shepherds, and Shimon recites the Bracha, he's standing there. So the Melee, it's not on the basis of Shemei Akeneh, Because there is no halacha that Reuven is Mashiach. Somebody has to say the blood. It's no halacha that Reuven is to say the blood of Ashkita. Someone who is there in that way, the time of Shkita, has to say the blood. So Shimon says it. We don't have to resort to the halacha of Shemayakei Shkita. That's why the Rosh says that only he, I mean that only by Truma, so Shimon cannot relate to Reuven if Shimon himself is not Mafish Truma. But by Shchite, Shimon can be made. Now he doesn't have to be made. Shimon can recite the Brocha. Instead of Reuven, it's not that he's made the Reuven. Instead of Reuven. And then he mentions a counterpart halacha. Regarding the Brocha of Lachnisi, the finish of one meal. So there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes. The Shemin two Mishinis places. As to whether the Brocha of Lachnisi, the finish of one meal, is to be recited in Manilo by the Father. The Broche of Alamiro is recited by the mayor. The Broche of Achizid Mishwabomobino is recited by the father. So the question is, who has to recite it? So the two days of days, Machlekes between Ramatam and Rashbam. Our meaning is that Rabbah passes that the father recites it between the Mila and the Priya. Because Moldo in Torah is Gilu Lemo. In order to begin to go Shikis. Because according to Ramatam, it has to be recited that day after the Mila. Because according to Ramatam, it's not the Birka Hamitz, the Brach Lachmit. It's a Birka Shvach Vinyoy, the Rebbeinu Shoy. But according to the other Moshe places, it is the Birka Hamitz. And because of that, it has to be recited by the Father before the Mila. So the Rambam passes, in order to do justice to both Shittes, that the Father, the Mila, will recite the Brach HaMila before he starts calling on the Ola. And then the father recites it after the coming of the Ole and before the tree. Now it's this nearly many of them, and there is nothing wrong with them doing it. There is a Jewish rabbi going that can be done. So they do many nearly today. So they do the mile, the chitoch ole, and the tree of the basachas with one stop. They do it, and there is nothing wrong with it. The Jewish rabbi going, that can be done. So, but the question is the problem that is involved, what will be with the broche of Lach? You need to say the British are one of them. I mean, to do it the way the Ramor of past is, that the father should recite the broche of Lach, this is what Shalom of Inu, after the Chit Chole and just before the prayer. So, if you do it in two strokes, okay, but if you do it in one stroke, so it's not Chaya. It's not Chaya. Unless, you know, and that's the way it's done today, you see, because the mayor always tells the mayor always tells the father, as soon as I finish my bracha, you immediately stop. So the mayor, that means even if the mayor cuts off the ole and the priya with one stroke, but the mayor is recite the bracha very, very quickly, very, very fast. So the mayor, by the time when the father begins to recite the bracha, lachnis and vishvah from a video, so he's not as yet finished. Sometimes he is finished, well, can be helped. So the mayor, so that way they satisfy the tzach of the Ramos. So the Taz mentions, in other words, the birka shchite is similar to the Birkas Lachnisi B'Tishu Avrom Avinu according to Rabbatam. But in regard to Birkas Lachnisi B'Tishu Avrom Avinu, there is another shit. But here, the Taz says, there is no Machlokes Rishonim. But actually, it should be told in Machlokes Rishonim between the Rambam and Tosfos Yeshua. Then he says, Umishubochem Nichem Birkas Eretz. And here the Taz is strange, because here again, we have a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, on that question. What about the Birkas Eretz? Lachnisi b'Tishrei, Hashem says it's one of our roots. The Birkas Eretz, is that the Birkas Hamitzveh, or is the Birkas Shvach Vidoy? So on that point, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says that Eretz with Gushi is a Mitzvah Saseh. Now again, in what sense is it a Mitzvah Saseh? It's not a Mitzvah Saseh. It's not a Mitzvah Saseh that one is Mechoyev to get married. There is no Mitzvah Saseh to get married. Of course, if he doesn't get married, so he's a chayte. But there is no mitzvah to get married. But if he wants to get married, he has to get married through Gdush. for Yushnen Nisui. I mean, it's not just Yushnen. If he wants to get married, so he has to get married from Yushnen Nisui. So if somebody gets married from Yushnen Nisui, it's a kind of mitzvah in the same way as a Jew who eats the sukkah is a kind of mitzvah. There too, it's contingent upon a certain fact, the fact that he wants to eat. And tzitzes, it's contingent upon the fact that he puts on a measure to our content. So here, it's contingent upon the fact that he's married a woman. But it's a kima mitzvah like any other mitzvah. And the Rambam says, it's a birkas hamitzvah, the Rambam says in Maaseh. It's a birkas hamitzvah, and because of that, so, according to the Rambam, you know who should be misan adushin? And that's the Pesach Halacha, the chosim should be misan adushin, not the wolf. The chosim should be misan adushin. And as a matter of fact, I mean, whenever I recite the birkas hayeresim, I ask the chosim to be mechavim, to be yetzeh, with the brochet. That's the shilif Rambam, and that's the Pesach Halacha also. So it's a birkas hamitzvah, and maybe it has to be given last year or so. The Ra'ayin is chilek, and he says that, and this, the Ra'ayin which he is, that the chosim. Halacha Chof Gimel says as follows: Kolam Kadesh Isha, Bein Al De'Atzmi, Bein Al De'Shliach, Tzorech Livorech Kedem HaKedushim, O Yehu O Yishluche, Kiderech Shem Livorechin Al Kol HaMitzvot. I mean, the Rambam spells it out explicitly. V'Hakei Mikadesh, V'im Kiddush Lo Yibirech Lo Yivorech Achar HaKedushim, Shez Broch Levatov, Ma Shenaseh Kvon Aseh. See, the Rambam means that in all Birkas HaMitzvot, suppose, there's a Machlokes B'Shenim HaMitzvot. The Arishen were Achilik on the Rambam, but that is the Rambam. Suppose he wasn't Mivorech Kedem HaSiyosov, he cannot be Mivorech Vachar HaSiyosov. So he says, but Mishnah the same thing. Kosov HaRaived, Eidon Neyagim Kedem. So you would think that the Chiddush Rambam means, is the Tasses, the Birkas Kedushin, the Tasses means, not the Birkas HaMitzvah. So in Melee, there is no, so the cloud of Kedem HaSiyosov doesn't apply. The Rambam, the Raived is made it. That it is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but there is a special reason as to why the Birkas HaMitzvah has to be recited after the Kedushin. Eino Neir Kedushin, Elo Mikadish V'Hakim Mivoya, V'Hatam Mipni Shadov Otov U'Bidas Achir, Shim Timoy No Yisho, V'Lo Yitirtze, Hari Abroch Levatov, V'Zeh Hatam Mibirkas Ho, Shem Mivorech Lachmisei V'Iblisei Shal Abroch Avinu. V'Iblisei Abroch Avinu, I mean, that's very strange. So he says, now, so he also agrees with Rav Natan that the broche of he does not agree with Rav Natan. Rav Natan, he agrees with Rav Natan, and that's a psak, that it should be recited after the milah. It should be recited after the milah. But he does not, Rav Natan says it should be recited after the milah because it's not a birkas hamitzvah. He makes another comment. In regard to Achnei Rishon Avonim, it's very strange. But in regard to Birkas Harrison, it's not strange at all. He says it's a Birkas Harrison, it's a Birkas Harrison, but the reason as to why it's not recited, it cannot be recited, Kedem Mikdushin, because suppose the Chosim will recite the Kedem Mikdushin, and then as soon as he finishes reciting the Broche, the Kala will say, I don't want to get married. So then it will turn out it's a Broche Lator. So to turn out that it's Borah Latoy. Once I discussed that question, you raised that question. Suppose someone recited Borah and then, for some reason, he cannot fulfill the mitzvah. So I said, it appears from the Shemim that in such a case, it's Borah Latoy. In regard to main city of the it's not so possible. Now, so for many Shemim it appears, the Raivet is one of these Shemim from whom it appears, and so he says, In other words, suppose everything is arranged and all the guests come and the chosen starts, he says the broche, and then before he gives them the pass, he says, I'm sorry, I walk out. So it's a broche latore. It's a broche latore. I mean, it once happened in Chicago. I'm not going to mention the names. A very prominent balbus who gets copies from everybody, from Rabboni, from all kinds of people. So he sent out invitations, and there were hundreds of people. There were 500 people guests. And then, as the manager of the hall said to them, well, it's time to march. So he said, I'm sorry, I don't want to marry this woman. So the Rebbe says that that's the reason as to why, by Birkas Kedushin. By Birkas Kedushin, so it's not Kidin Matiyoso. So we see that the Rebbe also agrees with the Rambam that it's a Birkas Hamitzvah. But there is a special takonet, just as Tfilas Ger. Tfilas Ger is certainly a Birkas Hamitzvah. But there the Gemara says that it's not Kidin Matiyoso, because it could be Kidin Matiyoso, because it's still a good. So there are certain broches that Chachamim explicitly were misakin, that it should be Lachas Yoso. So here too, because of that possibility, maybe the Kima Mitzvah will be frustrated, because maybe the Kaleh will be Chizeres, maybe the Kaleh will be Chizeres, so maybe the Chachomim will misakin, that it should be Lachas Yoso. That's the sheet of the Raya. So the Raya agrees with the Rambam that Birkas Heres is a Birkas Hamitzvah. It's a Birkas Hamitzvah. But the Rosh, Iksubes, he says that Birkas Heres has to be recited Dafke after the Kedushin. Dafke after the Kedushin. And he says the reason is because Birkas Heres is not a Birkas Hamitzvah. And there he has his word. Because the Nusach of Birkas Heres is different from the Nusach of all other Birkas Hamitzvah. In every Birkas HaMitzvah, so the Mitzvah is mentioned in the Nusach HaBot. Let's say, Al Kriyas Mezuzah, or let's say, Al Rosh HaStrumeh, or Lisatir Pitzitzes. Now here, if it's a Mitzvah, so what is the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is Gushin. But we do mention Gushin, but we mention other things also. Hashem Tisar, it's one of our voice. Rosh HaMonezahutzes, Vita HaMonezahutzes, Vita HaMonezahutzes, Vita HaMonezahutzes, Vita HaMonezahutzes, Vita HaMonezahutzes, have the same pattern, the same Nusach as all other Mitzvahs. So really, the Rosh says that's not a Birkas Hamitzvah, it's a special broche of Shvach V'Yidoye and the Chaya Mishpocha of Piyatayot. So it should be recited, the Rosh says, Dafke after Gush. So the strange thing about the Taz is, I mean, he mentions, he says, U'mishmochen nicha b'birkas Heres v'shachos me'aris v'arav livoy. And so he makes himself oblivious of the machlekes, the Rambam and the Raibes and the Rosh. All the Rishayim except for the Rosh say, no, it is a Birkas Hamitzvah. And the Pesach Mishchon Aruch is also like the Rambam. He doesn't even mention that. So but he has a point. How is it that Rav Mivorech? So according to the Rambam, so it's on the basis of Shemei Akeineh. It's on the basis of Shemei Akeineh. Now the question is this. This Rambam is a kashi against the Taz. This Rambam is a kashi against the Taz, because the Taz says that both according to the Shite of the Zohar and according to the Rosh, vis-a-vis Trumo, so the Aloch of Arves is not Chayer. The Aloch of Arves is not Chayer. The question is, how about all the Misadri Gushin? All the Rabbonim who are Misadri Gushin? I mean, if Yerov does not get the comment of being Salekdushin, so he's aggravated. According to the Taz, it's a Brocha Vatore. According to the Taz, Torah. According to the Rambam, it's true the Taz explains it, because it's not in the Kazamitzvah. There's the Shitta of the Rosh, but the Shechon Aruch doesn't pass like that. I mean, no one, according to the Rosh, so the Birkas Heres should be recited as the Kedushin, and no one does it. No one does it, whether Sfardim or Ashkenazi. I mean, everyone recites the Birkas Heres before the Kedushin. Before the Kedushin. In other words, we don't pass like the Rosh. We pass like the Rambam. And the Rambam spells it out in Perek Gimel Mechazishes. כדרך שנבוכים על שלום המקים. Now, קדושים can be done on the שליח. Just as that process only can be done on the שליח. So קדושים can also be done on the שליח. And the Rambam says, if somebody appoints a שליח to be Mekadish and Isho, so then the שליח is the one who recites the Brit HaSinah. According, so it's like a process Truma. So according to the task lore, the Aluch of Arves shouldn't apply. So Bishleim, if the Rav would be beside the Dushin, only in a situation where the Rav himself is also gets married at the same time, so then it would be all right. But that's not a situation. So according to the task, I mean, that's the Kenshi in the task. According to the task, so everyone who is beside the Dushin says the Bracha Latoreh. Says the Bracha Latoreh. Oh, the Taz himself explains it. He says, it's not a Birkat HaMitzvah. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them like the Rambam. That's the strange thing about this stuff. Now, Dushin is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah it's a mitzvah like Hamoshes Kume. It can be done on the Shliach. The act of Dushin. Just like a process for me, I mean, the din of shlichas is mentioned in connection with the mitzvah of a process for me. Yes, what is it?
What do you mean?
If the mitzvah can be done on the shliach like a process Truma, then the aloche of Arves doesn't apply. And Dushin can be done on the shliach. So, memele, the din of Arves shouldn't apply. So the Rav should only be able to recite the Birkas Eiras, only in the case if he has to recite the bracha for himself, if he also gets married at the same time. But that is not done. That is not done. So there shouldn't be anything about it. There's a strange thing about it, I don't understand. So he said, now, and then, why does he say you mishimochen michel in the kasiris shachosun ma'amit v'ram v'boreh? And he doesn't even mention that's only the Roshi king, Suvez, and all the other Shem Achelik, and with the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rosh. V'oraye, we don't say the broche after the Dushin, but before the Dushin. Oh, now then he says, Aber bei Passus Truma habe ich nicht auch noch ein bisschen Sanfos. Wollen auch nicht sagen, wollen auch nicht sagen, was der Wohl. Schau ein bisschen Sanfos, ein Chilwohl, ein Kiel in der Rätsel, ein Kiel in der Natur. Aber dann, ihr geht um das, mit dem ist geschont. Oh, wir kriegen schon in der Chil, wie gut du hast es gehen, die Efter Lissre mal die Schmier, nur in der Halle kam nicht zu der Woche, sehen wir sie, er war Teilen die Worte. Hat er die Worte. Now, I have a Terex, because according to the Taz, everyone who is Misabe Kushin says the Bracha Latoreh. Because we don't pass in the way the Taz says that it's a Birkas Shvach Midoyeh. We pass like the Rambam. It's a Birkas Hamitzvah. But I just want to discuss something else here. Now, so he says, Sha'arei mitzvah sa'afos echiyu volo, afilu im nereitze lechom lakvui adai. Now that's a Chiddush. There is a Goyis Hamidoyeh. So, take the task, mentions a big chiddush, that suppose someone has a crop of tfuyin, and that's what, and he doesn't intend to eat it. He wants to keep it in storage. He wants to keep it in storage for a few years. Today, I mean, you have wheat that is stored for a long time. So, is it a chiddush to be mafrich or not? Maybe there is a chiyuv to be mafrish if he wants to eat. But if he doesn't want to eat, he wants it stored for a long time. So he's not going to be mafrish. So the Taz says here that even if someone is not interested in partaking of a certain crop, but as long as it already became terrible, so he's mechuyev midrash to be mafrish, even if he's not interested in eating. But that's a big chiddush. So the Rabbi Shmuel said, "Shall we just have Moshe to a mitzvah?" He said, "If you shoot a wolf, like he shall eat the leech of a mitzvah, after he frees from it, who will not warm? They seem a chaz, came cause of the chaz. So the magavom in the chayim seem a chaz. So mention that regarding how Chale and Truma, the same thing. So he's chilek. The Mogavom is chilek on the Taz. In other words, we have a machlokes between the Mogavom and the Taz. There is a mitzvah, I say, to be Malchus Truma besides the Yisabel. Of course, by Truma, besides the Yisabel, we need them. So there is a mitzvah, I say, to be Malchus. To be Malchus, Truma, Maestres, it's all. So the question is, is there a mitzvah, I say, to be Malchus, even if he's not interested in eating? Or the mitzvah, I say, the chiyuv, I say, of being Malchus takes effect only when he decides. Only when he decides to eat of the Torah. So the Mogavon is in the Chesed, he says, the Teresh, that there is no Chiyuv of Hashoshe as long as the person is not interested in partaking of the crop. And the Taz says, the country, the Bir Agro, you look it up there in the Chaim, I don't want to go into it because I'll have to discuss other Yonim. So, but you look up. Simon Ches, the Bir Agro, he mentions the Mogavro, and the Gro is Chilik on the Mogavro. In other words, the Gro agrees with the Taz that there is a Chiyuv of Atroshe. There is a Chiyuv of Atroshe, even if he's not interested in partaking of the Kvah. Now, there is a Chuve by Mogavro, Nishalaram. So he was asked, and he says it in the Rambam, in the Shabbos, in the Shabbos, in the Shabbos, when the Rambam mentions the Aloche, the Rambam mentions the Aloche, the Bina Shmoshes, Sofik Hashicho, Visofik Inch Hashicho, in the Aschim the Sabbath. So somebody inquired of Rav Avraham Mishael Rambam, there is a machlokes is Tanoim in this weather, Shmos is Mutar Bina Shmoshes. The Rambam passed like Rebbe, the Shmuz, that all Shmuzim are Mutabin HaShmoshes. So why does the Rambam mention that Aloche in the Mishnah of Madrikim, Sofik HaShecho, Sofik In HaShecho, in Masr Nesavak? So without the Rambam, it's not a Kashek in the Mishnah, because we could say that this Mishnah calls with the Tanoh and the Tane, who holds that Shmuz is Osea, that all Shmuzim are Mutabin HaShmoshes. But the Rambam passes like Rebbe. Well, I mean, the Misadeh of the Mishnah was also Rebbe, but we could say sometimes a certain Mishnah, even though Rebbe was the Misadeh of the Mishnah, but sometimes a certain Mishnah does not accord with the Shita of Rebbe. That's fine. But the Rambam passes like Rebbe, that Shvus is Muter bin Hashmoshes. Shvus is Muter bin Hashmoshes. So the Meile, why does he pass in the Mishneh of Sofik HaShecho, Sofik In HaShecho, in Me'atzchim Sabbatai? So the answer that was given by Rav Avraham, the nature of Rambam is true. The Rambam passes like Rebbe, but the Rambam says, now again, on that point there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, so Bina Shmoshe is according to Rebbe, that Bina Shmoshe is there is no Issa Shmuz. So it means there is no Issa Shmuz in Hashmoshe. We allow Bin HaShmoshes, one is allowed to do Shmuz. The Chatzchila is allowed. The Rambam says, only the Mokimitzvi. Or he was nervous, we told. He was very busy preparing for Shabbos. And then he still didn't do something that involves a certain Shmuz. So in such a case, he's allowed. But it doesn't mean just like that. You're allowed to do a Shmuz. I mean, you're allowed to do a Shmuz Bin HaShmoshes. So only the Mokimitzvi. Rebbe says that Shmuz is Mutter. So he says that's why the Rambam passes the Mishnah. Sofik HaShecho, Sofik In HaShecho. He may ask him Sabbatai, in other words, because that's not necessarily a mitzvah. When is there a mitzvah? When is there a mitzvah to be Mafish Maisra? It's only if he wants to eat, but if he doesn't want to eat right now, there is no mitzvah. So really there is no Heter to be there on the Shmuz of taking of Maisra's. So in other words, so the Rav Avraham Mishael Rambam says the same thing as the Mogavon, not like the Taz. And then there is a Roshon of Rashi, in Gittin Daf Memches, I don't want to go into it because it will take too much time, that it's Mashma, that Mem Zayin or Memches or Membeis, in Gittin, I don't remember whether it's Zayin or Memches. So Rashi says, Rashi says that there is no mitzvah to be mafish if he's not interested in being netted from the food. So it's again why you don't have one. So it's not like the Taz. But we see that there is a machlekes between the Modavor and the Taz. Now, let's see the Shach. The Shach says, Imacham Evore, Midas Keshach, Hashichei, Gamki. Hola boche, yoch li bore, hagoy sot shtu le bie bis yose, vidam ke meishe, vichim mash mish ismari, vichim posik abach u shor achim, vichim mash mal loshin, imach ha mugore, vilikom abach ha mugore, mash mish ach mugore, lo avoche. Vain me kamo si pites, vino shi is achi chamuti. So the shach is chilling on the top. According to the Taz of the Shittes HaRosh and the Mechad HaPaskins, like the Rosh, not like the Rosh. So according to the Taz, the Shittes HaRosh is vis-a-vis Shkite, that even if the Achir, Shimon, is not shechted for himself, he still can recite the Rosh, according to the Rosh. According to the Shach, so even the Rosh is made even vis-a-vis Shkite. But vis-a-vis Trumo, so both the Taz and the Shach will be made that he cannot be tailing if Ruben is Mafis and Shimon is not Mafis, so Shimon cannot recite the Brocha for Ruben on the basis of Mafis. According, vis-a-vis Trumot, the both agree. The Machlekes in the Shach and the Taz is in connection with the Shittes HaRosh in regard to Shchita, but in regard to Trumot, there is no Machlekes. There is no machlokes. So how does it seem that according to the Shach and the Taz, by Trumo, there is no din of Alves? Why? But Trumo, there is a Kima Mitzvah. Only Shem agrees that when someone is Mafkis Trumo, it's a kind of Mitzvah, it's Tavinu. We see a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach, the Taz and the Avrom. Whether there is a Chiyu, a Mitzvah to be Mafkis, if he's not interested as yet in eating of the Kvah. But where he is interested in certainly the human needs everything. Still, there is no din about it. So the question arises, according to the Shach and the Taz, what's about all the Misabi Rishon? They are all the Bore Brocha Vatore, I mean it's inconceivable. I mean, there is such a desire by every home to be Misabi Rishon. So, and according to the Shach and the Taz, it's a Brocha Vatore, I mean it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. Let's see what the cause is. But so far we see that both the Shach and the Taz have the same shite. That the din of Arbes applies only to mitzvahs. The din of Yotzo Beis, this din of Arbes applies only to mitzvahs that it's a must, that the person himself personally must fulfill them. But if it's the kind of mitzvah that is obligatory, but it can be done on the shliach, like of course Trumo, then there is no din about. Let's see what it was. Sheikhin, after the Trumas, Shom Amrilu Chatzir Aloi, Chomishkos of Yerushalme, Shom Yishlem, Bnei Abrochel, Yilu Boron, Malkeri, Bnei Abrochel, Vahayne Bishinach Aloi, Chomishkos of Bisebner Yimu, Bishishono, Umshimshchite, Eit Feinu Mishnei. Oh, he said, then Likud, Hashemeya, ונדאג, אם הוא מומחה שיר אדם חתכיר עם אחר מבוא, וביום דבוע, ואחו יסו שרה, איסו לחתכיר, דין אחר יוחר מבוא ושירה, הויו והוא אין יוחר מבוא. Now, whatever is in parenthesis is not the lotion of the group. That's one of the Talmud in Puritan, I don't know which now. So, דין אחר יוחר מבוא, ואחו יסו שרה, איסו לחתכיר, דין אחר יוחר מבוא ושירה, הויו והוא אין יוחר מבוא. אין יוחר מבוא. The higher mitzvah, the tnaam boyu, umiforish berushalme, mishim roch, umzipokim shom, im acher gam kin sheikhi, im yochim ubo abishim. So, the parenthesis, one of the Talmidim of the Kor, I don't know who. So he said, nira midim rabbeinu, the birkas ha-shrike, teimu birkas ha-mitzvah, lo orach hutzchach la-aitayim, avu birzavu ba-birsosh la-esel ha-aitayim, elo b'isei divreim imachar gam kin sheikhi. In other words, the Kor says, you see, the Talmud assumed like the Taz and the Shach. I mean, the Tazen Lishach. Both the Tazen Lishach, they agreed in regard to the Shittes of the world. And they agree in regard to Tumo, paying respect to the other Washite, paying respect to the Rosh. The Machlokes is in Shach and the Taz is only in regard to the Shittes of Rosh vis-a-vis Shchit. But they both agree that this concept of Arves, of Yotzei Meitzin, does not apply to mitzvahs that can be done out there. So, but the Gemara doesn't agree with that. The Gemara says, "Over the Ruah of the Soshre, Eisu Echatchile, the Nachal Yochel Devar of Mishvile, Hoyu Vei Hu in Yochel Devar." So he says, the Gemara says, the reason is why the Ruah says that it goes without saying that in the case where Shimon, Ruben is mute, in the Shemei Arim David, and he shouts, or Ruben is mute, and he wants to be matrish from him. So, there's a Ruah has his suffix. If Ruben is mute, can Shimon be mate? Or not? If Ruben is mute, can Shimon be mate? Can Shimon be mate in a case where Shimon doesn't have to be matrish from him? Can Shimon be mate in a case where Shimon doesn't have to shach himself again? But there's a Ruah says, if Shimon himself has to matrish from him, so he certainly can be mate in Ruven, who is also matrish from him. He certainly can be mate in Ruven, who also shachs. So, but from the Groit appears that in so far as the Halacha of Arves of Yotzei Meitzin is concerned, so it applies equally to all Birkas HaMitzvot. All Birkas HaMitzvot. Without any distinction. All Birkas HaMitzvot. Without any exception. Whether it's a kind of a mitzvah that is a mitzvah shebigufe, that must be fulfilled in person, personally by the person, it cannot be delegated to a shliach. Or it's a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled and can be fulfilled through a shliach by somebody else, doesn't make a difference. Yotzei. So Memele, in the case where Ruben is not mute, Ruben can talk, but for some reason he doesn't want to verbalize the word. He put an embargo on his speech. And then he asked Shimon to be mate. He asked Shimon to be mate. So then, Shimon certainly can be mating. Even though Shimon himself doesn't have to be matrish from all. Even though Shimon himself doesn't have to share a behavior. Because Arves, Yotzei Meitzin. But the whole Shaila by the Yotzei Ruah is regard to someone who is mute and who cannot talk himself. So then, he says, in the case where Ruben is mute and Ruben wants to be matrish from all, or Ruben wants to share, and Shimon is not mute, and Shimon himself wants to share, or Shimon himself has to be matrish from all, so then there is why it is so. Whether we apply this point, of course, Mishin Holy Pilipil Makhavis Bay, or here the Svara from Mishin Holy Pilipil Makhavis Bay has no application. So it is all. But in the case where Shimon doesn't have to be Makhavis from himself, or in the case where Shimon does not have to share himself, then it goes without saying, the Zohar says that Shimon cannot recite the Prochem, be Meitzi, Ruben, in view of the fact that Ruben is new. But if Ruben wouldn't be new, then it goes without saying that he can be mate even if he himself doesn't have the share, even though he himself doesn't have the mate. So that's the kasha that the Talmud asks against the law. Money share. If we accept this law of Koshin, you only bill a Machiavelli's bay, so then he shouldn't be able to be mate. Shimon shouldn't be able to be mate Uwe, even if Shimon himself has to be mate. Even if Shimon himself has to be mate. But there is one alternative in the Ozoah, that we don't apply this for it, of course, in the whole Bila Bila Makhavis Bay. So the Mele, So the male and the shite of the is the sin of Arbes applies to all mitzvahs equal. Even if it's in the kind of mitzvah that can be done out the Achim, not the Shvirat. So why does he say that it's in Yom HaPoshut? That if Shimon himself doesn't have to the Baptist no more, if Shimon himself doesn't have to share, then it goes without saying there was a word then, that Shimon cannot be made simple. Why not? According to the assumption that in the case where Shimon himself has to share, where Shimon himself has to Baptist no more, he can be made simple. And we don't say, coaching of all the Bila Bila Machem Bay. So even if he doesn't have to check himself, he doesn't have to be master to himself, we should apply the concept of Baalbes. Suppose Ruben wouldn't be mute, we would apply the concept of Baalbes. So what if he's mute? So mute is different because coaching of all the Bila Bila Machem Bay. But according to the alternative, that we don't apply this law of coaching of all the Bila Bila Machem Bay. So even in the case where Shimon doesn't check himself, where in the case where Shimon doesn't mafkis to himself, he should also be able to do it. So what's the pshat? This is the kasha that the founding of the war, but it was bothered with. Neither did the rabbeinu, neither the pashtu, the rabbeinu, 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 the Bir Agro rejects the shite of the Shachar Letaz, that the concept of Arbes only applies to mitzvahs that have to be done personally. But if a mitzvah can be done on the Shuyach, then the Aloch of Yotza Mitzvah doesn't apply. The Agro rejects the shite of the Shach, that's the assumption of the Shachar Letaz. But the Gros says the reason is why the Agro is so shrek. I mean, the Zohua says that by Truma and by Shrite. So if Shimon doesn't check himself, Shimon is not Marcus to himself, he certainly cannot be made Zerubin. Not because we don't say Alves. Alves we do say. But what does Alves mean? That every Jew, even though he doesn't have to do it for himself, he still considered the Huyam Zoho. Because he is achroi for the bracha of the other Jew. Now, so the shita of the Zohua is, and that's very disturbing, the Torah will never be mechayev it